Hey, Surge Up, this is Dave Davidson. I'm here with my dad. We're coming back from the doctor. He had a procedure done, but who wants to hear about that? I don't. Dad,
yeah, well,
Dad,
I don't
be quiet.
Think about it.
Dad, knock it off. So check it out. I'm a lighting guy whenever I walk into a building because that's my professional selling lifestyle. I look up, I see that they don't have LEDs. So check this out. So here's a little way to sell people. To get your foot in the door. I'm walking around this hospital and I find, you know, some kind of office near a mechanical office. And I don't even know what it is. I go, hey, this could be the office, I told the lady. And I said, is this where, you know, it's like the physical plant or the, you know, who's in charge of lighting? Oh, that would be physical plant down here. Oh, okay, great. Natalie's at the desk, she says. I'm like, who am I looking for? I go, now who would be in charge of that? Mark or Craig? Okay, great. So now I know from this weird, obscure office, probably of like, I don't know, the lady in charge of rubber gloves or something. I know the boss is Mark or Craig. So I go find Natalie. Someone else had to help me find it. Because, you know, these offices are not on the hospital directory, by the way. These are like, you know, back room, kind of through a thing. But I'm wearing a hat. And I have, you know, I look like I work there, not the doctor, but I look like I could come off a construction crew or something. I'm not dressed for this, but I want to get my foot in the door. So I find Natalie. She's got her name tag on, and she's talking to another woman. And I said, excuse me, ladies, can I just interrupt you for a second? May I ask, you know, is Mark here? You're Natalie. You know, I heard, you know, this is where I need to be. I said, hey, my dad's getting this procedure. Won't talk about it. I said, but I'm a lighting guy, and I noticed that every light above me is sucking watts. And you're losing at least 56% every fixture I see. So who can I talk to Mark? Well, now, I mean, it has a little bit of validity. You know, like I already know who to talk to. It was really cool. I'm a Cub fan. I noticed this other office that was empty, had a big Cubs banner. She said that was his office. I go, oh, we're Cub fans. We're going to hit it off. He was on lunch. I got his card. Came back. Here's the point. That's how you get your foot in the door. You don't act like you know them, but when you do say the name loosely and you don't say, I'm a lighting guy first, they don't know if you're the high school reunion. They don't know if you're his boss's boss. They don't know anything. And so now they have to give you credence, okay? Case in point, I was trying to find the head guy at a car dealership one time. And I ended up telling him why I was there, the guy that was like a gatekeeper, like a guy behind a desk. He goes, oh, we don't need lights. I go, excuse me. I go, are you in charge of lights? Because if they need them and you're making this call, I think I'll let them know. Like, son of a gun, you are not making that decision. I will not let that gatekeeper make that assumption. They are not the decision maker because they're the guys behind the desk. Okay, now granted, you got to be nice to them, but I knew this guy had nothing to do with connecting me. Ultimately, I already knew the guy's name. I didn't really give a crap what this guy thought at the desk, if they needed lights or not. I just said, I'm sorry, is this your decision? And he had to say no. Well, then shutty, okay? I don't need his opinion. I mean, I'll listen to it. It's a dumb opinion. All that to lead to customers are stupid until you can teach them and pull them out of their ignorance. So the hospital thing was cool. I got the ball rolling. I found the right person. That's the biggest thing in sales. What I do, at least sometimes. But ultimately, once I talk to this Mark at this hospital, he's going to be like, yeah, we're open to LEDs. Oh, well, we were thinking about it. Well, he's ultimately stupid because he's losing over 50% of his lighting bill every damn day. And, you know, that's stupid. So I gotta find these people, and then I got to tell them how ignorant they are without being unprofessional, and then be the hero when I bring them into the light. So customers are stupid, but you're the professor, okay? And people can be found. It's not a maze, it's not a puzzle. It's go right to, you know, don't play the chess game, go right to the king and the queen and knock them over and figure out who they are. So those are two sales tips. Get right to the name, go find them, act like you know them. I mean, don't act like you know them, don't be disingenuous, but say their name like you mean it. And then once you meet them, figure out how stupid they are and enlighten them. Take care. God bless. Rock on.